United gets its first Dreamliner. The Senate passes the EU ETS exclusion bill. And FlyersRights.org says American is damaging consumers. This is Aero News for Tuesday, September 25th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Boeing and United Airlines announced the delivery of the airline's first 787 Dreamliner on Monday. United is the first airline in North America to take delivery of a 787. Jeff Smyzik, the president and CEO of United, said, quote, "As the North American launch customer, we are delighted to be getting our first 787 Dreamliner. As we continue to build the world's leading airline, we are excited for our customers and co-workers to experience this game-changing aircraft," end quote. United has announced it will initially use the 787 on international routes to Africa, Asia, and Europe. The airline will conduct temporary domestic flights before transitioning its 787 fleet to international service in late 2012. This delivery marks the first of 50 Dreamliners that United has on order. United's first Dreamliner is expected to arrive in Houston later this week to begin a month-long training and certification program, including non-commercial flights to each of United's domestic hubs. The U.S. Senate last week passed Senate 1956, which would allow the Transportation Secretary to direct U.S. airlines not to participate in the European Union Emissions Trading Scheme because it violates international law and U.S. sovereignty. The move was lauded by industry groups, including Airlines for America, A4A. The U.S. House previously passed a similar bill. A4A President and CEO Nicholas E. Calio said, quote, "Congress has spoken. U.S. airlines should not be subjected to this illegal scheme that amounts to little more than a cash grab for the European Union, as none of the funds collected are required to be used for environmental purposes," end quote. As we reported yesterday, 19 aviation alphabet groups have sent a letter to the White House asking President Obama to seek legal redress of the EU ETS through the ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization. Well, it's no secret that American Airlines is canceling large numbers of flights either because of management's alleged pilot sick out or the pilots reported serious mechanical issues. Fort Worth, Texas TV station KXAS reported Sunday night that American had canceled 400 flights last week. Now, the consumer watchdog group, FlyersRights.org, is urging consumers to either book away from American or to use their accumulated frequent flyer miles now rather than risk losing them should the airline collapse in bankruptcy. Kate Haney, the CEO of FlyersRights.org, says, quote, "American Airlines is simply referring their customers affected by these flight cancellations to their contract of carriage. Why? Because their contract of carriage states all they get is a refund," end quote. Haney says that means those customers are damaged in that they will have to repurchase tickets at same-day prices, usually far more expensive, or cancel their trips and often lose non-refundable deposits. Well, air traffic control reportedly cleared a Southwest Airlines 737 through an active skydiving drop zone last Thursday, with the pilot reporting that the airplane flew near a small group of skydivers in the area. The Houston Chronicle reports that the FAA said in a statement that, quote, "preliminary information indicates that the Southwest jet had been cleared by a controller through that airspace on its approach to Houston Hobby Airport when the pilot reported that the aircraft had passed a small group of skydivers that had jumped from another aircraft," end quote. The group was jumping with a company called Skydive Spaceland. The FAA said that the airplane passed the skydivers at about 5,000 feet, some 20 miles south of Houston's Hobby Airport. The agency said it had not yet determined the actual distance between the jumpers and the 737. It said it was also looking into whether both controllers and the skydiving operations followed proper procedures. The skydiving company manager told the paper that his business operates at the southern edge of the Houston Class B airspace and complies with all federal regulations. Southwest has not yet commented on the matter. When Aero News continues, Airbus is supporting a Chinese biofuel. California acts to protect commercial space entrepreneurs and strangling in red tape.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, September 25th. I'm Glenn Moyer. China Petroleum and Chemical Corporation, Sinopec, one of China's biggest energy companies, and Airbus are developing and promoting renewable aviation fuel production for regular commercial use in China. Sinopec is the instrumental partner in helping the central government to establish a Chinese airworthiness certification for alternative aviation fuels made from locally grown feedstocks. The certified fuel, known as number one biojet fuel, will be produced by Sinopec using its own technology in a newly built refinery near Shanghai. The refinery is one of the few in the world that has the capacity to produce aviation fuel from biomass in large scale. Airbus is supporting the development of the Chinese standard with technical expertise gained in past certification processes with the European Union and U.S. fuel standards bodies and in the selection of sustainable feedstocks. In addition to fuel certification, the partners are also establishing a sustainable alternative fuel value chain in China to help speed up its commercialization, and it will use 100% domestic resources and refining capabilities. Airbus currently supports alternative fuel value chains in Australia, Latin America, Europe, and the Middle East. California Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law the Spaceflight Liability and Immunity Act, AB 2243. This law provides the necessary liability protections for compliant companies in the state should any spaceflight participant who has acknowledged the risks sustain any bodily injury from spaceflight activities. In signing the bill, Governor Brown said, quote, California aerospace pioneers like Virgin Galactic, SpaceX, and the Spaceship Company are blazing a path to the stars with commercial space travel. This bill allows commercial space travel companies to innovate and explore without the worry of excessive liability, end quote. Currently, Florida, Virginia, and Texas also provide spaceflight companies liability protection. In a report released this week, the UK Air Accidents Investigation Branch said that two men who were fatally injured when the Yak 52 they were flying failed to recover from an inverted spin and went down in a lake might have survived if they had used the parachutes they were wearing. The two on board were an instructor and a student working on aerobatics. The accident occurred in Olting Lane, Langford, UK, in April of 2011. The online news site Total Essex reports that the AAIB report indicates that both pilots were wearing parachutes, but there had been no briefing as to their use. Instructor Simon Holm, an RAF flight lieutenant, had at one time described his student, Spencer Bennett, a 43-year-old British national living in Holland, as having the, quote, correct attitude, end quote, but not picking up the maneuvers as quickly as some others and making slightly more mistakes. Well, a former FAA employee has found himself neck deep and sinking in bureaucratic red tape after the agency mistakenly sent him two paychecks following his resignation in 2009. Tom Singer worked for the agency briefly in 2009 writing safety regulations. He resigned late that year to take a job with a private company in Florida. The Washington Post now reports that Singer later received two paychecks from the agency due to administrative errors. A clerk simply forgot to take him out of the system, and he received the checks in December of 2009. Singer thought the first was a payment for accrued vacation. When informed it was a mistake, he reimbursed the government for his net pay. But the second time, the government demanded that he reimburse them for his gross pay, about $1,000 more, because they, the government, had turned over his state and federal withholdings to the Virginia Department of Treasury. So even though he never got the money, the federal government said he was responsible for making the government whole. Question, why didn't the government simply ask Virginia to return the money? That's who they gave it to, and it was their mistake to begin with. But no, Singer has asked for an amended W-2 form to file amended federal and state tax returns for 2009 but the government's not having any part of it, even though the Comptroller General admits that Singer is not the one at fault for the overpayment. Hello? Is no one paying any attention here? Singer has saved every piece of correspondence associated with the situation, but his three-year window to file amended tax returns is quickly closing. Worse, the debt has now been turned over for collection and is accruing penalties. Now, the FAA told the Washington Post in a statement that it is, quote, committed to working with Mr. Singer to address the remaining issues quickly and to close the matter. Most recently, Singer received a letter from the Treasury Department saying it would garnish his wages at a rate of 15% until the debt, which was never his to begin with, is satisfied. This is clearly worse than the classic case of the right hand doesn't know what the left is doing. Here, the left knows full well what the right hand is doing and clearly just doesn't care. And what happened to the clerk who made the mistake to begin with? Why not take those missing monies out of his wages? All we can say is, good luck, Mr. Singer. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.